The 67th Masters Golf Tournament begins this morning at the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. Tiger Woods hopes to become the first golfer to win three Masters in a row, but much of the focus in recent months has been on the club's refusal to allow female members. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan has been following the controversy and joins me now from Augusta. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There's been so much buildup to the protest by women's groups. Has the war in Iraq minimized interest in this in Augusta?
I think it has from those of us in the media. Certainly there's a sense of perspective here that there are bigger issues. Having said that, Bob, of course, the story goes on and we do cover it. And as you may know, a federal appeals court rejected Martha Burke's emergency request to be able to move her protest right by the gates of Augusta. That's news that occurred last night. So as of right now, unless they decide to go to the Supreme Court with it, on Saturday the protest will occur, as many as eight different groups, Bob, as we know. The protest will occur about a half a mile away from the gates, the entrance to Augusta, on a field, a five-acre field.
Augusta and its chairman, Hootie Johnson, refused to allow women. Why? Just tradition?
Well, tradition certainly, and their Hootie Johnson's case is that it is a private club, that there are many private clubs in the United States, the Junior League, Girl Scout, Boy Scouts, all those kinds of things. And he says that because it's a private club, they can do as they wish. Obviously, he has many, many supporters. And that is his argument, that it will remain a private club. Obviously, it is. And he's in control of it. When he wants to have a woman member, he would have a woman member of the club.
And why are women's groups insisting that Augusta open its doors?
The other side of the argument, Bob, is that it is a private club for 51 weeks of the year. In the 52nd week of the year, it becomes the very public face of golf, with multi-million dollar corporations pumping money into it, obviously sponsors, guests, all sorts of things going on in the corporate world, and obviously with a very public face on the tournament, the CBS coverage of it, and that is, of course, making it, for those people, very much a public event and no longer a private event.
How long is this going to go on, do you think?
Well, Hootie Johnson, Bob, had his press conference yesterday, and he sounded pretty adamant. Certainly it's going to go on after he dies. As he said, even if he dies, things won't change. I suspect with the way his hard line that he took yesterday in the press conference, I suspect this is going to go on for quite a while. He's a very steadfast man. He believes strongly in his view. Obviously, Martha Burke and her group believe very strongly in their view. I think the key question will be the sponsors. Right now, of course, we know this will be a commercial-free event this year on CBS. The question is, what will the sponsors do, and do they want to get dragged into this in 2004? Most corporations obviously like to stay away from controversy.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today. Commentator John Feinstein also is in Augusta covering the Masters. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
How are the players responding to all this controversy?
I think right now they're a lot more concerned about the weather and the fact that the golf course is playing about 9,000 yards long. They know they're going to be asked about it as they've come in for their press conferences almost as a ritual. The issue has come up, and then they move on. I think that to them, this is something that's been going on for 9 months. They knew they were going to be asked about it when they got here, and now they're ready to go play golf.
Well, what about the golf? Can anybody beat Tiger Woods?
Not likely, but especially with the course playing the way it is playing, because it is playing so long because they've had so much rain. It's been, I don't want to say it's been raining a lot, Bob, but when I was driving over here this morning, I saw a guy rounding up animals by twos.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that plays into Tiger's hands. I think that people like Davis Love, Phil Mickelson's missed a lot of time because his wife just had their third child. Ernie Els has been injured. There are players who think they have a chance, but they're going to have to prove it on Sunday when Tiger usually takes over these tournaments.
So you've told me who's not in contention or who's not a factor. Who is a factor?
Well, I mentioned Davis Love. He's been playing very good golf for the last month. He won the Players' Championship 2 weeks ago with a very impressive performance. He's been second here twice. He was born in 1964 on the day his father led after the first round, and his 39th birthday would be Sunday. So that would be a wonderful story if he could somehow win his first Masters on his 39th birthday. Fred Couples is a guy who has won the Masters and has been playing well lately. He's been sort of invisible in golf. And you always have to look at the international players here because they love this golf course. Players like Sergio Garcia, even Nick Faldo at 45, who finished fifth in the U.S. Open last year.
So the rain makes the greens slow, obviously. What about the fairways?
Well, it makes them very soggy, which means you get no roll. And since they lengthened the golf course last year, a lot of players can't reach the greens in regulation without hitting two or three irons. Tiger, of course, will be hitting five or six iron instead of an eight iron. So the golf course plays longer. You're right, though. Players can fire at the flags, and the greens are slower, which makes them easier to putt.
But it makes all those azaleas grow nicer.
The azaleas look wonderful if you can get through all the mud. It's amazing. Last year they had a lot of rain, and it was just full of mud out there, too. And the interesting thing is they've built this, with all this talk about the loss of corporate sponsors, Augusta just went out and built this huge new locker room and clubhouse for the players, so they're enjoying it more than ever in spite of all the controversy.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose newest book will be published next month. It's titled Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.